Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Hey, since a ton of kids are graduating and moving on, there is this list out this morning from Fortune.com. They posted the list of the top 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of school. So hopefully you didn't major in these majors, kids. Number one, a foreign language, something like French. Like, why would you major in French?
Attention, excusez-moi.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
Right?
Like, teach French, I guess?
You'd have to go into teaching. I mean,
you'd have to go into teaching.
Move to France.
Yeah.
It's about the lowest. You're going to earn about $40,000 right out of college with that. There's general social sciences made the list, performing arts, theater.
Well,
anthropology, early childhood education. Theology and religion, what are you going to do with all that? Social services. So, like, the ones that you kind of think of that you're not going to make a lot of money are the ones that are on the list.
Yeah.
They say the ones that you want to make some bank with, the science and technology, engineering, and math.
Oh, yeah.
STEM.
Those are the ones, the STEM right classes there. That you want to go learn all about. Although I feel like AI is going to take over all of those. So I don't know what we're going to do when that happens. Would you guys major in, Kitty, did you go to college?
I did, but I just went to radio school. I majored in radio.
Yeah, I did communications, broadcasting, and marketing. It was all my majors.
Yeah, I did double. So I did broadcasting and sports, and then I also did business management.
Yeah,
so
and here we are. Yeah. Here we are.
You not using our really, degree. Not I using not, either I? One of them.
No French.
Communications?
I did sports journalism. I mean, I didn't do I did sports journalism and then business management. I'm not managing a business, so.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you didn't do it.
That's okay. Don't worry, Josh. It's fine.
Thanks before for the we jump into PMI, Katie, what's the deal with all the random dudes going to be in your apartment today?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I had to make it all nice and pretty for them. So my apartment complex, they do this thing, I guess, where they come into your apartment and they check all your filters and smoke alarms and stuff like that. They look for leaks. This is the first time. So they just left a note on my door and said that they'd be in there today sometime after 9 o'clock. And so I just wanted to make sure things were put away, make sure things were nice and pretty. I don't know what they're going to do.
This is weird since you just moved in. I feel like they would have done this all
within the past
month or
yearly,
two.
It's an annual thing where they do it with everybody.
Sure.
It is, because they're coming into my building today. Yesterday, they came into a different building. Tomorrow, they'll go into another one. So it is, they're doing it for everybody. But it is a little weird that people come into your place while you're not there.
Are you going to be home or are you going to be like,
no,
you're doing things today?
I'll probably not be there.
They could be there right now.
Exactly.
You don't even know.
Well, they said after 9, so I'm just
thinking. Early.
But it is weird because, it's like the first guy that will be in my apartment. I'm not even going to be there for
the
it. Like, I'm kind of sad.
Are you worried that he's going to be all Snoopy?
I don't know. I don't think they will because in this day and age, that you never know where a camera's going to be. But I did put things away just in case. Like,
what things?
You know, well, just things that cost a lot of money, right? So I don't want them just out in the open, just where everyone can see them kind of thing. And, also, why are you looking at me
like
that?
Like what?
Also,
What costs a lot of money? Like, just out of curiosity.
Well, okay, so our rings that we got. When the Nuggets won
that didn't
the championship.
Cost you a lot of money.
It
what
didn't,
other things
but it
cost you
a
lot of money.
It is worth a lot of money,
the
and so
rings,
I put
I
that
about
away.
That. You only have the Nuggets one, right?
I do.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Yeah. I have. Brian, why don't we know?
No. I'm trying to remember
one,
if you got the
no,
the Avs
I didn't.
One too.
I didn't get the Avs one. So.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, when the Avs won the Stanley Cup and the Nuggets won, what did they win?
What is it, Jared?
The big championship,
Larry O'Brien.
That's right, Larry. So they gave us rings because Kroenke owns us. Kroenke owns this radio station. So they actually gave us rings for contributing to the success of those two teams. So
exactly.
We got big fat rings.
I know that one time I suited up. Like I felt like
we contributed.
Obviously, I contributed a ton.
Yes.
But so I
for whatever trophy that was.
Whatever it was. So I just was like hiding those things, right? Because I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen, but it's.
Huh.
It's just kind of
I'm
funny.
Sure it's fine.
Because I definitely did extra cleaning. They said they had to check for leaks, so I was cleaning the cabinet where I kept all of my cleaning supplies, and that was a new one for me. It's
Katie, I bet they do it.
Off the vacuum.
I bet they go through it so quickly because they have a bunch of apartments.
Yeah.
They want to be in and out. Yeah. You got to go through it, and they're not looking for your rings or anything like that.
Like most men that come into your places, they just want to be in and out. Get it over with.
Longer than they have to.
They're just
going to
close their eyes and go at it.
Oh, gosh.
Good for you. Good for me. Clean. There we go.
I was just there for it. That's all. My only hope and dream is dang.
Are you still in that 17-month dry spell?
Okay. Trucking along, Jared. Yeah, okay. Just trucking
along. That's got to be
when
almost
does
18
it hit
now.
18 months?
I just stopped keeping track. We're just
probably pretty soon. probably on the first. We'll just do this like on a first.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, first of the month
every
basis.
Month, we'll just go to the next.
18 months.
Alrighty then.
You know what you should do is you got to get into. I think like Harbor Freight has them. You can go get those fake cameras.
Oh.
That you can put around if you don't have the.
I thought you were going to tell me to go get something else from Harbor Freight.
No. Fake cameras. You got to put fake cameras
yet,
in there.
We're not there. Yeah, I do need some fake cameras.
Why not just get
right.
real cameras?
She doesn't have internet.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you can just get cameras that record.
I don't know.
I'll have to look into
fake,
it.
I'm like, why would you invest in
you see, like the bubble on the ceiling.
I'm serious about these cameras, kind of.
Not serious.
Well, good luck. Let us know. Report back tomorrow if anything
sure
went missing. All right.
I will. Absolutely.
Her bed's gone.
All right.
Well,
let's,
I'm not using it. No, I'm just kidding.
Jump into PMI: a positive, a minus, and something interesting to send you on your way this morning. Who got to pee today?
I got the pee.
Katie got to pee.
This is a really good pee too because the Denver City Council voted unanimously yesterday. They're going to update those new scooter rider rules. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm. The Lime scooters and everything that are downtown, and people just go and ride them all willy nilly. Well, now there are some rules attached to those scooters. Like one, you're not going to be able to ride on the sidewalk.
That's the best part.
They are going to be implementing technology to where if a scooter is not in a bike lane or on a street somewhere, it's going to shut off. Like, you're not even going to have the capability to ride on the sidewalk. Oh. This is a good thing because I can't tell you how many times every time I'm downtown, I almost get ran over by a scooter.
They zip right
by
you.
Oh, my gosh. They have no care for people on the sidewalk.
The one time I rode one down there, I was all over the sidewalk.
I'm sure
in and out of people.
Swerving.
Yes. And it's scary. So I like that they're implementing this rule. Another one that they're going to put out there is that you must park in designated spots.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to just leave your scooter anywhere there on 16th Street.
I like
Street
that
Mall.
Too.
That's not going to be implemented until 2027. So the other things that we're talking about, they're going to start happening next year, but that parking one won't start up until 27. But then also, you're going to have to take a quick compliance course. So before you hop on the scooter, you're going to have to do a little tutorial, whether it's on your phone or
make sure you're not drunk.
A little screen there. Well, and you know how to ride the scooter. How many times also have you seen somebody try and get on one of those things for the first time? Have you watched that?
Well, that
That's
was me.
People watching.
That was me.
I
like
know.
It took me a minute to figure it out
does.
And to get it going.
It takes you a second.
And I will tell you, I don't care how buff you are, how good looking you are, how wonderful you are. If you're a 10, if you get on a scooter and start zipping around, you look like a dork.
You do?
Yeah, NFL you are the biggest Hall of Famer dork. John Elway's been famously caught on those scooters, and he looked like such a little nerd.
There is no way to look cool on one of those little scooters. You look so dorky on those.
17-year NFL career, and he hops on that scooter, and he's like, oh, John. Mr. Elway, what are you doing?
So bad.
Well, you're going to be a safer dork with all
there
of these rules
that
will be implemented.
I like
the
parking
news.
Spots, too. I don't like how they're just dumped wherever.
I don't either.
It's such a messy look.
Yeah.
It's my OCD kicking in. Don't leave it there.
Don't put that just anywhere.
Don't
well,
do that.
And I think like at first when they first came out, everybody was like, "Ooh, scoot! This is going to be fun. I can't wait." And then we kind of got ahead of ourselves. So now they have to start implementing things to keep us safe. So
that's why we can't have
I
nice
like
things.
I
why.
Like it.
This
I like
it.
It.
Me too. It's a good move. All right, I've got the M, the minus, and this was great because off the air this morning, Katie was talking about how bad her phone is right now, and it's doing all sorts of crazy things, including not shutting off. Right?
Yeah. Like you were. It's a hot mess. Well, again, I'm still dealing with the no internet, so it's not updating, and I don't have storage to update because it's not backupping.
Backing up.
Backing up.
Thank you.
Yep, there you go. It's all right.
That's what I was
Your brain's not
for.
Backing up either.
I know. It's all of the things.
I'm wondering if you've got some spyware or something on there as well, because like if you couldn't have control over it yesterday.
What sites are you visiting?
I know. Well,
and that's why this story caught my eye this morning. It's the 5 signs somebody's spying on you through your phone.
Oh, no.
So let me know if you're getting any of these. Your battery is draining really fast.
Hey.
Oh, you might have it.
What are you at right now, Katie?
She's like, it was at 100.
Well, no, I'm actually doing pretty good. 89.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Same for 89.
Right? Pretty quick. Okay, your phone heats up.
Okay.
Does it get really hot?
It does.
Uh-oh.
Especially lately.
It says it's a red flag if it stays hot when you're not even using it because there's stuff running in the background there and it's heating up your processors in there. Increased data usage?
I don't have any storage.
You might get a data limit warning. Okay. Number four, strange texts or notifications. Have you been getting those?
I get those.
I feel
all
like
the time.
We all get those.
I
though.
Know. Yeah, I have a toll
but that's
bill.
Like,
and
okay,
we're
so
all
do the texts pop on and then disappear at all?
No.
Okay,
no.
So they said that could be a sign. So that's one that you don't have. And then the last one was your screen randomly turns on, like it'll light up when it's just sitting on the table and you're not touching it. It could be a sign that somebody is tracking your location or even listening in.
Ooh.
If your screen
that.
Just pops on
oh
out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about that last one. I guess
I haven't
been paying attention.
Leave it up for the rest of the show
but...
so we can pay attention
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
You, as of right now, have 3 out of 5. And we don't know about the screen yet, so we'll keep an eye on that. But you might just have some ransomware on your phone, and it's tracking everything that you do.
Can Apple have... ransomware?
Sure it can, yeah.
Apple's really good at
that's
finding
what
the
I
virus.
They're good,
like,
but it still can. You can still get stuff on that phone.
I don't know, maybe.
I think your best bet is just to go throw it in the bathroom sink right now just to make sure and turn the water on.
Thanks, Jared.
That's probably your best option at this point.
Is that how I factory
reset?
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's how you
got to
do
thank
it.
Thank you.
So. Anyway, that's a warning to everybody else, too. If your phone is wicked hot right now, you might want to... think about debugging it. All right, Josh, what's the interesting today?
This I found really interesting last night. Two identical twins, Hugo and Ross Turner, who are on their fitness journeys, Jeremy, as you would
fitness
like to say.
Fitness journey?
They wanted to see what would happen if you do a more vegan type of diet versus a more carnivorous type of diet and see what's the healthier, more beneficial thing to do. Well, they are like mountain climbers, really in-shape dudes already. They're both 5'10", about 180-ish pounds.
Okay.
And Ross did the more vegan type diet, and he found out that he actually lost a lot more weight than Hugo did. He lost about 15 pounds. His BMI went down. He was able to reduce his blood pressure, the bad cholesterol, and all these other things. And he also was just more shredded, if you will,
okay.
Instead of he was more cut.
Yeah.
While his brother over here, on the other hand, that did more carnivorous, his weight stayed about the same. He built 15 more pounds, though, of muscle.
It's all that
protein.
This time.
Gosh. All the protein.
It's all that flesh he's
he
eating.
Went crazy. So he was thicker, but his body mass essentially stayed the same in weight because he lost the fat but kept or built muscle.
Yeah.
Okay.
His cholesterol and other things about stayed the same, though, while Hugo, the vegan, his cholesterol dropped insane amounts. Now,
sure.
The big thing about the vegan diet was his libido plummeted. Like, he had zero libido essentially. Like, he lost all of that. He also had less energy than the carnivorous diet. And the carnivorous diet, though, he was able to find that his blood pressure and things kind of went up a little bit more with eating a lot of red meats and things like that.
Sure.
So, essentially, they kind of found out that at the same time, the best thing to do is an omnivorous diet and kind of be able to eat both things. Eat your leafy
after
greens.
After all that, just
have
a little half
bit of meat.
And half.
But I like that because they're identical twins. They're essentially the same person. They got to see
they
from January
it.
To April this all year right. Of what's the best way to do it. And they actually kind of proved that, a little bit of everything, food in moderation, is actually the best way to go, which I like. I don't like that you have to be an extreme one or the other.
A good balance.
A good balance.
Is
eat
a good
your leafy
message.
Greens, have a little bit of red meat if you want, and throw in, you know what, a couple Skittles, Jared.
Hey.
I love Skittles.
We get Skittles.
Don't eat Skittles. It's really bad.
Oh,
don't
no.
Eat Skittles.
And then he took away the Skittles. Gosh dang it.
A little bit of sweets and everything here and there. It's okay, Jared.
My libido's down too, but that's just.
Is it?
Being married.
Is that just being married for 20 plus years?
Yeah, that's all that is.
Nothing to do with a vegan diet.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Do you need
nothing
help?
Nothing to do with my diet. It's just marriage. That's all right.
All right.
It's okay. It'll be fine.
You had a good run, buddy, okay?
Good run.
You did.
You had a good
fun
run.
Fun while it lasted. That's it. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ.